If I ask you what your closest drugstore is, what name would you come up with? Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, or a neighborhood shop owned by a pharmacist? That type of store is at risk. The reason is that independent drugstores actually lose money on many of the prescriptions they fill, especially generics. NPR's Allison Kojak reports.
Pharmacist Jennifer Domino loves her job at River RX, a tiny independent drugstore in Bethesda, Maryland.
What was the last name again, please?
The thing she loves most is to get out from behind the counter and talk to customers.
You could also try some of the topical, like the pain-relieving gels.
I'm trying these ones. I put them all.
Domino finished her 6 years of pharmacy training last year. Then she went to work at a big chain store. It was long hours and almost no contact with clients. It's not what she had in mind when she chose to go into pharmacy after working at her small hometown drugstore.
When people would come in, the pharmacist would know them by name. You know, they would get them, oh, hey, Mr. So-and-so, how are you today?
But that kind of pharmacy may not be around much longer. That's because independent drugstores, like River RX, are struggling.
Now, with the way that these insurance companies are reimbursing, I'm just lucky to be here for as long as I can.
Her boss is also worried.
Can you have a little bag for this?
Narendra Dhillon bought this shop 8 years ago, and for the first time, his profits are down. This recent morning, Dhillon follows his usual routine. He pours pills through a counting machine and checks prescription forms. Two money-losing orders have just come through. One is an antifungal cream that cost him $120 more than the customer's insurance will pay.
This used to be something that would happen once in a rare while. Now it's like a routine thing, and this is just two medications I've seen in the last 2 hours.
The customer pays the usual copay no matter what. Dhillon can either take the loss or send his client away. He says the problem lies with the so-called pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. The biggest are Express Scripts and CVS Caremark. PBMs manage prescription insurance for employers. They're middlemen who bargain hard to get the best deals for their clients. Sometimes that means PBMs pay drugstores below cost for a prescription.
Here's a generic Prozac loss of $26, a drug used for rheumatoid arthritis, $83 loss.
Doug Hoy is president of the National Community Pharmacists Association.
Loss of $21.
He flipped through stacks of spreadsheets from his members detailing losses on generic drugs.
This one store lost $4,800 in 1 month.
Generic drug prices have been rising for the last 2 years. But Hoy says the pharmacy benefit manager's payments to drugstores often don't keep pace.
When those prices go up, our cost to buy the drug can go up 100%, 500%, 1,000% overnight. While we're paying 1,000% more than what we had paid the day before, our reimbursement, the payment to the pharmacy, often stays the same for an average of 3 months, according to our surveys.
Big chain pharmacies can potentially eat the cost of these price increases, but Hoy says the losses are rough for independents.
I'm hearing more cries of pain than I ever have heard, and from people that are some of the most savvy businessmen and women that I know.
The point is what's best for consumers.
Mark Merritt leads the trade group that represents CVS Caremark and other benefit managers. He says PBMs drive down drug prices so that more people can have access to new breakthrough medications. He says the companies have cut drug costs for their clients by trillions of dollars.
The reality is consumers want lower drug prices, and independent drugstores, like any other business, would like to charge as much as they want, but that's just not the reality nowadays.
Industry analyst Richard Evans says this new reality does put independents at risk. He believes many won't survive, in part because of the power of the PBMs. Express Scripts and CVS Caremark now dominate the industry. CVS Caremark alone manages prescriptions for 70 million people. And the final blow for some small drugstores, Evans says, could be that PBMs are knocking some of them off their lists of approved pharmacies.
Up until about a year ago, drug benefits tended to allow beneficiaries to go to any pharmacy and basically pay the same amount at any pharmacy they went to.
There you go.
Laura Ard is a customer at River RX. She's on a long-term medication and for a while paid the usual $15 copay. Then she learned she couldn't get it covered at River RX and would have to go to CVS or pay entirely out of pocket. Now she's mad.
It's irritating because they're telling me really where I have to go and where I have to shop and at what price I have to get things.
On principle, Ard now pays more than $100 every month for her meds.
This is my own personal private picket. At my expense.
But Ard is the exception. Owner Narendra Dalan says he's lost about 20% of his customers in the last year. He does what many independent pharmacists do to hold on. He offers personal service.
Gave you the easy off caps, so be careful they don't spill.
He walks the aisles. He even delivers.
We'll get those delivered later on today.
But even he says that probably won't be enough. Allison Kojak, NPR News.